Now, well, it is once again a pleasure to be invited back into your Aberrational level, and once again we would like to express our greetings and gratitude to each of you. And before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that possibility for you to be involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And that energy that you have created in this fact continues to exist, and you will absolutely have that opportunity to be involved in that telepathic exchange. But of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist once again in a vibrational level. There are a multitude of vibrational levels existing within the same time and same space. You choose to, if you wish, tap into this particular vibrational level while eliminating your awareness of all the rest that are existing within the same time and same space. Now, we've used the analogy many times that you understand absolutely that there are a multitude of various frequencies, radio wave frequencies if you wish, that are being transmitted throughout your atmosphere, and they are all occupying the same space at the same time. And you, through the utilization of your various types of apparatus, have the capacity to tune into one of those particular frequencies while eliminating all the rest. So it is in this vibrational level that you also have that capacity. We can take that analogy one step farther. You, in this particular vibrational level, have the capacity to turn into those frequencies by the utilization of a particular apparatus. But on that apparatus, you can alter a multitude of frequencies that only apply to that apparatus. And you have other apparatuses that also have their unique frequencies. So it is in the vibrational level that you not only tune into this vibrational level, but you also have the capacity to tune into a multitude of incarnational periods that you experience within this vibrational level. You see, it's an illusion. That becomes difficult to grasp. We understand that perception that is difficult to grasp. But you are a multidimensional personality. Time and space don't exist other than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state and to various degrees throughout other levels of consciousness. And so you are experiencing all of these incarnational periods, if you wish, in the same time and same space. Much as all of the frequencies that you can turn into in a particular apparatus while eliminating all the rest. And while you can run through various different frequencies, you can alter your mechanism to tune into different frequencies that are specifically designed to be received by that apparatus. So it is. In this vibrational level, you tune into individual realities, individual incarnational periods. The rest exists within the same time and same space. You choose in your awakened consciousness state to believe that this is it, that this is the most important one, that this is not only the most important one, but this is the only one. Yes, if he has the capacity to go within inside and to experience those other incarnational periods that are existing within the same time and same space. Now you believe that what you experience in this incarnational period has an impact on your beliefs and belief systems and what it is that you're experiencing within this incarnational period, particularly in your awakened consciousness static, your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions that are influencing your beliefs and belief systems. Absolutely. However, other incarnational periods as well are influencing your beliefs and belief systems. Similarly to how the beliefs and belief systems, the experiences and the thoughts and feelings and the choices and decisions that you make in this incarnational period are having an impact upon other incarnational periods that you're involved in the same time and same space. It's an illusion. It's not real. You only in your awakened consciousness state go to extreme lengths to make it appear to be real, beyond your capacity to control it. However, you are a multidimensional personality. You are all that is. You are all that is, each of you. There is not one entity existing, not only in this vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level, who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are one, and yet you are an individual. You can get a glimpse of that understanding by going with inside. You can get a glimpse of the multidimensional personality that you are by going with inside. You see, in your awakened consciousness state, once again, you believe that this is it. And yet it's an illusion. And it's the most difficult illusion for you to perpetuate. It takes tremendous amounts of energy for you to perpetuate this illusion. This part that you perceive as being real. This entire universe, it's an illusion. Doesn't mean that it's insignificant, absolutely not. But nonetheless, an illusion. And it's difficult for you to sustain that illusion. In fact, you understand absolutely that you will, at some time, alter your consciousness. You will sleep. You understand that it's impossible for you to stay in that awake state without, at some point, entering into an altered state of consciousness, into the deep dream state. Not only that, you also believe and have the expectation that this incarnational period will end. And you go through all types of what you call evolutionary processes to validate that time and space are real. You enter into this incarnational period as an infant, and you go through your childhood and your adolescence and your adulthood and then into your senior years and then you die. You absolutely believe and have the expectation that this incarnational period will end. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. You don't die. You alter your consciousness. And in that altered state of consciousness, you enter into what we refer to as the between incarnational state. Now, we utilize once again, your belief in time and space, you know, as an attempt to give you some type of an explanation that you can grasp. But it's important to understand that you're in that state all the time, at some level of your consciousness. This is an illusion. Time and space are not real. In that altered state of consciousness, between incarnational state, which incidentally is only one step beyond your deep dream state. In that altered state of consciousness, that between incarnational state, you make the choices of what it is that you're going to experience. Are you going to remain in this incarnational period? Are you going to remain in this particular vibrational level? Are you going to enter into another incarnational period? And what are the choices and what other individuals are you interacting with to create the realities so that each of you can experience your personal emotions and feelings that are associated with that interaction, with that creation process? You agree to participate. You put in place, if you wish, the beliefs and the belief systems. And many of those beliefs you put in place in your altered state of consciousness, in your between incarnational states, and even in your deep dream states, but particularly in your between incarnational states, you put in place various beliefs and belief systems, possibilities for realities to occur within an incarnational period. And those possibilities, and many times probabilities, are stored within your DNA. And your scientists begin and you understand that once they once thought was simply junk in your DNA or a carryover from your so-called evolutionary process, they're beginning to find that as a result of the energy that surrounds that DNA, particular aspects of the DNA are activated and you experience various types of physical realities. Various diseases, for example, or various other particular types of alterations that you in your awakened consciousness state may view as being more positive than a disease type of creation. But nonetheless, that particular possibility or probability is stored within your DNA. And as a result of your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, and particularly in this new age and energy, the thoughts and feelings that you hold in your consciousness influence the energy that surrounds the DNA and takes what might have been a probability and turned it into a possibility, or conversely, something that had only been a possibility and now becomes a probability. What do you believe? What are your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings? What do you desire? That's how you create this reality. What are your expectations? You see, if you understand what it is you desire, and you utilize your imagination, and you have the expectation, and you hold the belief that that will occur, you can have that. Not only can have that, do have that. It's really that simple. It really is that simple. What do you believe? Now, many times, once again, those beliefs are put in place in your altered state of consciousness or in your deep dream state. And ironically, when you become proficient at it, you can alter your state of consciousness, enter into a deep meditative state, maintaining your awareness and actually have an influence over your particular beliefs and belief systems. You can control some of those beliefs and some of those experiences that you in your awakened consciousness state currently believe are beyond your capacity to control. You can have that. What do you believe? What do you believe? You see, only when you accept that it's an illusion, and if you have absolute and complete control over the illusion, you have total freedom. If you believe that you are under the influence of some other entities that are influencing your reality, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. It intensifies your emotions and feelings. Absolutely. It's not a right or wrong choice. It's your choice. It's your belief, and you can have that, and the stock of consciousness that you are will validate that belief. But you begin to experience realities that validate that belief that you're not in control. You can have it. It's not right or wrong. But don't judge one as being superior over the other, one as being more desirable than the other. Because that stock of consciousness that creates your reality, that stock of consciousness which is what you truly are, does not make that judgment, but gives to you that which you desire, validates the belief that you hold, and rejoices in that creation process without judging whether it's right or wrong. Right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable, that's a human consciousness concept. It's a human consciousness judgment, if you wish. It does not exist at the level from which you create this reality. And so you put those beliefs in place many times in your altered state of consciousness. And if you once again choose to believe that you're not in control, then you validate that belief and you create realities that show you're not in control. And you put those belief systems into perceptive and into action in your altered state of consciousness, in your deep dream state, in your between incarnational state, which exists simultaneously. Time and space are illusionary. They don't exist other than in your awakened consciousness state, and to varying degrees throughout your other levels of consciousness. But you understand absolutely that when you're in an altered state of consciousness, when you're in a dream stack, you can experience a very large passage of time in a very short period of your so-called awakened consciousness concept of time. It's an illusion. It's not real. It doesn't exist. You choose to believe that it's real, and it's a human consciousness belief system which is very difficult for you to step outside of, but not impossible for you to grasp an understanding of. Go with inside. The answers you seek are within inside each of you. We simply suggest to you that which you desire to hear. The answers you seek are within inside each of you. You won't find it written in a book. You won't find it by studying some titled various recordings. Absolutely not. You find it by going with inside. Learn to alter your consciousness while maintaining your awareness. Learn to experience the broad creation process that you're involved in, your multidimensional personality that you are, the other realities, the other incarnational periods that you are involved in, that you are influencing and that are having an influence on this particular reality that you're experiencing in this incarnational period. It's all one. You choose to tune into this one. You choose to use your perception of this reality as being real, as being all that is, and it really isn't. It's but a minute part of who and what you truly are. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what he asks of you are. When you enter into this vibrational level, you put in place what we like to refer to as an electromagnetic type of energy. And we utilize that description because it's the closest we can come to giving you an example of the type of energy that you create in this vibrational level to make it quite unique. And as a result of that electromagnetic type of energy, you limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are to all levels of consciousness, but particularly in your awakened consciousness stage and to varying degrees through all your other levels of consciousness, including your in-between incarnational stage. When you come as close as you can in this vibrational level to getting a perception of the illusion that you exist in. And it's simply a state of consciousness. It exists continuously. Time and space don't exist. And so that veil that you put in place limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. But it also has one other very important aspect. It limits the capacity for other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to influence your creation. Because you enter into this vibrational level, and in your awakened consciousness state, you hide from who and what you truly are. And when you're hiding from who and what you truly are, you, at various levels of your consciousness, choose to create without knowing the creation process, but also choose to have that creation occur without interference from other entities who don't exist in your vibrational level. What we're saying is, there is no superior energy existing outside of your vibrational level that's creating for you. You can have that if you wish. It's important to understand that it's not right or wrong. If you wish to believe that you have this energy, this creator, or this whatever you terminology you wish to apply, that's influencing and creating this existence, influencing and creating this illusion that you choose to become involved in, you can have that. All we suggest is that you understand that it's your choice. It's your belief system. What do you believe? If you choose to believe that you have guides and angels that are influencing your reality, isn't it right or wrong? You can have that, absolutely. In fact, you entered into this vibrational level and put in place an electromagnetic type of veil specifically so that you could experience that type of a reality where you believe you're not in control. Will you believe that you have other entities that are influencing your reality? Because it makes the opportunity for you to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings much more real. If you believe you're not in control, then the emotions and feelings become real. They become much more intensified. And that's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. We like to use the analogy. If you enter into a theater, and you see projected upon a blank screen a series of lights, and you see there the portrayal of someone else's illusion, what it is that they wish to have you experience. And as you watch that particular projection upon the screen, this production of someone else's concept of a reality, you go through all types of emotions and feelings. Not only that, through that, in your awakened consciousness stage, what you believe to be a brief period of time on your so-called projection on the screen, this under production, it can be a vastly different amount of time. Not only more time, but in instances less time than what you actually experience in your awakened consciousness state. You understand that what you're seeing on that screen is an illusion. You understand the process for that creation. So the emotions and feelings are not nearly as intense. Not that you don't enjoy it. It's not that they don't have some type of effect upon your physical being. It's why you go to experience that in the first place. But understand, and you do understand, that it's an illusion. However, when you leave that theater, and when it's cold, and in this particular area of your earth system, it could be extremely cold. Now that's real. And when you're heading home and your transportation, your vehicle doesn't start, oh, now that's real. Now that gives you some intense range of emotions and feelings that make it look like what you experienced in that theater seem like it was nothing. And yet it's as illusionary as what it was that you experienced in that theater. It's an illusion. You simply choose. You choose to put in place the limitations for you to understand that it's an illusion. You choose to limit the understanding of who and what you truly are. You choose to limit your understanding that at various levels of your consciousness. You put in place the beliefs and belief systems that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And you, in this new age, new energy, refuse to believe that what you hold in your consciousness is influencing the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities in a manner that was not possible a very short to believe, utilize your belief in time and space, a very short period of time before your present time. You choose to believe that it's not possible for you to control your reality. You choose to believe. You put in place the limitations. Not someone else. You're not subjected to something. There is no entity that's controlling your reality, unless, of course, you wish to have that. If you wish to experience it, you can have it. We've used the example. But if you see a gentleman who is sitting on the street, and he is what you refer to as a homeless individual, and he's going through all types of emotions and feelings, and his life seems to be as bad as it can get, and yet at times he experiences ultimate joy over things that you would view as being not all that joyful. Having the capacity, for example, to experience a warm evening, to be warm for one night, or to have that experience of having a meal that is plentiful brings feelings of joy beyond what many of you individuals would have difficulty experiencing. And on the other perception, being absolutely homeless, distraught, wondering how they're going to deal with not only the next few days of their existence, the next month or the next year, but the next few moments of their existence. brings that intense range of emotions and feelings. And so it begs the question, who is the most successful at the creation that you entered into this vibrational level for in the first place? The individual who understands that they are in control. And many of those individuals you have looked at and put upon a pedestal as being some type of advanced individual. In some instances, you put them on a pedestal and refer to them as gods, as somehow being superior. Not superior, simply understood. Understood and held the belief and the expectation that they control their reality. And you look at that many times as being somehow superior, but this homeless individual who sits upon the side of your street and seemingly goes through endless amounts of suffering and the ultimate extreme feelings of joy, who is the most successful in what you entered into this vibrational level for in the first place? To experience the intense range of emotions and feelings. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You alter those beliefs in your various levels of consciousness, and in this new age and new energy, you influence them from your conscious thoughts in a manner that was difficult for you to experience in your so-called past. Your choices and decisions are influenced by your thoughts and feelings that are indeed impacted by your beliefs and your attitudes. What do you desire? What do you expect to experience in this reality? From those levels, your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, your various altered levels of consciousness, you put in place, not only with individuals, but with all of the entities that you interact with on a day-to-day basis, you put in place the beliefs and the belief systems to create the reality that you experience. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's not right or wrong from the level at which you create this reality. You are one. You are all that is. There is not one entity. Not one entity. There is not one entity who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. Consider that. You are all that is. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. Have the expectation to create that which you desire. Accept the responsibility for the reality you experience. Go with inside and get a glimpse of this illusion. Get a glimpse of who and what you truly are. And gain freedom from the limitations that you place upon yourself. What do you believe? It's your choice. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. We would assume that we've answered your questions. You see, you must understand that what we say to you is that what you desire to hear. To expect that somehow there's an entity existing outside of your vibrational level who has more knowledge about your realities and your vibrational level than what each of you have is ludicrous. You put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity for entities existing outside of your vibrational level to have an influence on what it is that you experience in your vibrational level, in your creation process, in your creation process. This is your creation. You are one. You are all that is. You are one, not only with entities in your vibrational level, but with entities at all of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation. It defies explanation how you can be an individual and yet you are one. It's an experience that you can have, but it's an explanation that cannot be given through the utilization of a vocabulary. You can go with inside and have that experience. Absolutely. We come into your vibrational level for the opportunity to interact with our friend Elias. And to, through our friend Elias, experience various feelings, the intensity of that feelings, the range of those feelings. This is very difficult to experience when you understand that you are absolutely in control. It's like, once again, our analogy of entering into the theater and seeing the projection upon the screen and understanding that it's illusionary. And so we enjoy that interaction with our friend Elias. And in return, we give him those glimpses that you seek. We give him glimpses into other incarnational periods that he's involved in. It's an exchange that we appreciate and that we are very grateful for. But we don't come here to tell you what you should or should not do. We come here to offer you explanations for the opportunities for you to understand who and what you truly are. To give you that opportunity to go within God, to learn to alter your consciousness while maintaining your awareness. And from that level of consciousness, have an influence upon your reality that's very difficult for you to do in your awakened consciousness state. Go with inside. Learn to alter your consciousness by maintaining your awareness.
Is that through meditation?
You can call it meditation. You can call it whatever it is that you desire. It's an alteration of your consciousness. Ironically, you do it continuously. You go into your so-called dream state each and every period of time. You enter into the dream state, and in that deep dream state, you are interacting with other incarnational periods. You are putting in place and altering belief systems, and we're utilizing now once again your belief in time and space that it occurs in the dream state. But that's time and space are illusionary. They don't exist. But nonetheless, in that deep dream state, you are absolutely influencing your reality. You're experiencing other incarnational periods. You're interacting with other entities. It's possible for you to alter your consciousness while maintaining your awareness and come to that level of consciousness that you experience in your deep dream state. It's even possible for you in that deep dream state to be involved in what you like to refer to as lucid dreaming, where you can control and put in place and alter the realities that you're experiencing in that deep dream state, where you can, through what you refer to as lucid dreaming, which is simply maintaining your awareness while you're in that deep dream state, you can influence your beliefs and belief systems. You can change your beliefs so that you ultimately change your reality. Absolutely. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's so simple. It is so simple that it almost defies explanation. What do you believe? To know what you believe gives you freedom to change it. And when you can change it, you can change your reality. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. What do you believe? You are, for example, to utilize what our friend Richard would like to refer to as time travel. You are, based upon the beliefs that you hold as a society, not only in this society, but in many other societies as well, you are on the verge of being involved in what you might refer to as time travel. That capacity to experience being in a different place at the same time. The irony of it is that it's not really all that difficult. But it's simply a sense of becoming aware that it's an illusion and your consciousness is already there. You simply have to become aware of it. And once again, you are on the verge, based upon your current belief systems, of developing a form of what you actually refer to as teleportation. The ability to experience your consciousness and your awareness in another area, if you wish, of your vibrational level. What do you believe? Only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. It's an illusion. And it's not to suggest that if you believe that you're not in control, that that's somehow wrong. It's not wrong, it's your choice. If you choose to believe that you have an entity that's influencing and creating your reality, you can have that. It's not wrong, it's a choice. If you choose to believe that you have guides and angels that you like to refer to that are influencing your reality, you can have that. It's not wrong, it's your choice. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create your reality. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail. This is a no-fail experience. You cannot fail. Now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction with the rest of you. And we would like to once again remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time you offer us this opportunity, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.